Hey, everybody. Welcome back to At the Helm. This is episode number 12 in the series. And my name is Brian Helm. I'm your host for this. And this week, we're going to be looking at the transmogrification of the Dozy Lumps. Last two episodes have been chock full of tunes from the partnership I formed with Dave Stafford after I ran into him at GuitarCraft. And we're playing guitar duets in the new standard tuning, as we learned in the GuitarCraft courses that we attended in Southern California together. Dave and I started when I met him in 88, in September of 88, we started working together the following month. In the last couple episodes, we've been looking at tunes we did over those years. This particular episode, we're going to look at the changes the band will go under because we stopped being the Dozy Lumps and become another band here. But in the process of doing that, we have to work with some other people. And this is sort of like an episode of what you call the band when it's not really the band, but somebody else is sitting in on the session. So the first tune up today is actually the last track from just plain old Dozy Lumps, and it's a tune called Number 17, which is related to the love that Dave and I both have for the album Consequences by Lowell Cream and Kevin Godley, wherein the number 17 is quintessential to the nature of the story. So on that note, this particular tune is called Number 17, and it's the last track we'll have in the series here from just the Dozy Lumps, me and Dave, and I hope you like it. Was the Dozy Lumps playing a song called Number 17, and that track was recorded on the 1st of March, 1992. As you can tell by how fast we try to flow things around there, we are anxiously trying to expand the reaches of the acoustic guitar, and this will eventually make us take up electric instruments and leave this all behind entirely. So that was probably one of the latter tunes recorded by the Dozy Lumps. And as that year of 1992 moves on, we transmogrify into a band called Bindlestiff. But before that happens, I want to take a little trip back to April of 1990, when Dave and I did a couple of days recording with a fellow by the name of Tom Freeman, who's a drummer extraordinaire from Los Angeles. We had run into on GuitarCraft course, and we'd done a GuitarCraft course in February of 1990, and then a couple months later, Tom was nice enough to come down to San Diego from L.A. and do a couple sessions with Dave and I, and really interesting work because Tom is a fabulous drummer, I think, but really it's trying to explore different ways to make a couple of guys with acoustic guitar sound bigger than they really are. At any rate, we recorded for a couple days, 13th and 14th of April in 1990, and I'm going to play you a couple tracks. First, we're going to hear a song called Kevin's House. Now, Kevin's House, the title comes from the nature of, at the time, Dave and I were both amused by the PTL ministry was constructing a place in South Carolina, I believe, called Heritage USA. And as part of this, they had made arrangements to build a house for a handicapped child in a wheelchair, a fellow by the name of Kevin. And Dave and I both found this very amusing, and so the name of the song is Kevin's House. Now, my understanding is, as part of the deteriorating aspect of Heritage USA, Kevin's House is actually burned burned to the ground now, as several other properties have on the Heritage USA site. So it's an ongoing story of some sort. I don't know where Kevin is. Hopefully he's okay. But in the meantime, Dave and I decided to call this song Kevin's House.
Thank you.
That was Kevin's House. And again, that's a song we Dave and I had written as a Dozy, the Dozy Lumps. But when we perform with Tom, we retitle ourselves. We are no longer the Dozy Lumps. So what you're listening to is actually Luxury Yacht. And the name of the album, of course, is Throat Warbler Mangrove, which is a, Monty Python's Flying Circus reference. But anyway, that particular tune's Kevin's House. And we did a couple days of sessions with Tom at my house in San Diego. And Dave brought the recording stuff. And from those, Dave took the loving duty of salvaging those tracks many years later. Because like I said, these sessions date from the April of 1990. But Tom came down and stayed at my house overnight. And we set up and played as much of the repertoire as we could with Tom, with very little preparation for Tom, actually. So he's really doing this whole thing by the seat of his pants and doing a pretty good job, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, when the Dozy Lumps are not the Dozy Lumps, they are Luxury Yacht with Mr. Tom Freeman on the Skins. And we've got another tune coming up here, which is absolutely one of my favorite Dozy Lump songs, but a song that's very difficult to get committed to tape for some reason. There were a couple songs that we could play wonderfully live in other situations, but when it came time to sit down in the studio, the Gremlins came out and did things right and left, which didn't make it work. But in this particular version, Tom plays a wonderful percussion, and the song's title is taken from a comment that I received from my guitar instructor, Robert Fripp, when I first sat down with him. And I sat with my guitar opposite him, and he took my right hand and saw how I was holding my pick and looked at my hand, and he asked me the question, what do you do for a living? Cut down trees? So the name of this song is Cutting Down Trees. We'll be right back. again, that was Cutting Down Trees. And one of my favorite songs that Dave and I ever did, and certainly a great song with Tom along to help drive the whole tune through the hole in the wall that was created. Over the years, I would say, of all the songs that we ever wrote, I look back upon that as achieving a certain level of amusement. Again, written for playing in front of people who play the guitar. So there are some in jokes here and there, and it's a great tune. I like it very much. And again, my thanks to Tom Freeman. I don't know what Tom's up to now. He was at one point in time did some work at the Percussion Institute of Technology in LA and has done some teaching and whatnot. But Tom is a really cool guy. And if he's still around, wherever, I wish him well. I hope he hears this on some level. And my thanks again to him for coming down and playing with Dave on the 13th and 14th of April in 1990. Like I said, this is the transmogrification of the Dozy Lumps episode. And the lumps, when they are not the lumps, are Luxury Yacht with Tom. But we were really aching to get outside of the acoustic guitar duet thing. And after 2.5 or so years of writing these tunes in the early 1990, really started to change things around and get a more electric feel, wherein I got to play some synthesizer, Dave got to play some synthesizer, we both got to play some electric guitar and work more with loops and things with some degree of percussion to them. At any rate, the next episode we go to will feature, actually, episode after next will feature some early Bindlestiff work, which is what the Dozy Lumps transmogrify into. Dave and I become Bindlestiff. If you don't know what a Bindlestiff is, it's that little item on the end. It's actually the entirety of the stick with the little cloth tied into a bundle that a hobo carries. And what this reflects for us basically is that everything we have, we bring to the gig in our little bundle and we unpack it and we play. Because live looping duets in Southern California at the time were fairly rare in the late 1980s, early 1990s. At any rate, we did eventually ditch the acoustic guitars and take up the electric axes and do something totally different. And since this is a show about what bands are called when they're not the band that they are, I'm going to play you a Bindlestiff song that's not Bindlestiff. It dates from actually 23rd of June 1992, which we had already started working in some of the other aspects of what we were trying to do and getting out of the duet format of acoustic guitars and playing electric loop music. So this particular tune is an early one we worked on, but this particular session is, again, not even Bindlestiff. This is an aggregation that features Dave and I and our friend Bill Forth, who was nice enough to come down from LA again and sit in on the session with us. And when we played together with Bill, we did not call ourselves Bindlestiff. We called ourselves the Schizophonics. So this tune is by the Schizophonics, but it's a Bindlestiff tune, which is known as A Chink in the Armor. And I think you'll enjoy it. Again, this is a session from a live jam we did with Bill. And dates from June of 92. So this is early on in the Bindlestiff years, but we're not really calling ourselves Bindlestiff in the moment. It's the Schizophonics with Chink in the Armor. Thank you. For those of you keeping score at home, it should be noted that actually the full title of the last song is A Chink in the Armor. So watch out for that single letter beginnings. They'll get you every time. Like I said, that was Dave and I, along with Mr. Bill Forth from Los Angeles. I'm doing the drum machine and the keyboard with a little bit of looping going on there with my 16-second digital delay. And my friend Dave is doing some electric guitar work, and so is Bill. So it's an unusual trio situation, but a little jam that we had. And I said the date's from the 23rd of June, 1992. And as I recall, it's the only time that we ever played with Bill in that configuration. Bill's a great player on his own, is in a band called 10 Seconds to Midnight that has an album on DGM and has done some other work. Last time I talked to him, was recording a new album with electric guitar and Mellotron. So I look forward to getting in touch with Bill and finding out how that's going for him. In the meantime, it was great for him to come down and play with us. And that was one of the bands that's not what they think they are. Like I said, it's not Bindle Stiff because we added Bill and we call ourselves something else, the Schizophonics. But anyway, this particular episode looks at the change between our working in just the acoustic guitar duet and getting out of that and moving into more loopage and more synthesizer and electric guitar work, which you'll hear over coming episodes here when Bindle Stiff reses up full and becomes the premier ambient looping band of Southern California of the early 1990s, because there were so many. At any rate, Dave and I enjoyed working together for many years, and the end of the Dozy Lumps was the beginning of Bindle Stiff, because we just really couldn't eke any more out of the desire to play these tunes over and over and over, and I think the overwhelming urge to do things of a more improvisational and ethereal nature overwhelmed us. So in episode 14, I believe we'll be looking at the other beginnings of Bindle Stiff, and there are some crossover tunes where the new standard tuning is used and other things that are relics from the Dozy Lump period, but we're definitely moving into a more electronic sound. So at any rate, there's the four tunes for this episode. Like I said, the Dozy Lumps, Luxury Yacht, and then finally the Schizophonics. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. A reminder that if you're interested in this and other pertinent information, you can visit brianhelm.wordpress.com to check out my blog, and I try to give relative notes on the production of this series and some other related aspects. And remember to visit @the-helm.us, and you can check out the podcast and also check out the blog and also related links to other sites for other people even, and all kinds of fun stuff associated with that. So in the meantime, thanks very much for joining me for this episode 12 of At the Helm. I'm your host, Brian Helm. Thanks very much for stepping in and listening for the time you have, and I welcome you back next time. In the meantime, take care.